Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Berserk, written by Ali Kennan and read by Jerome Pride. Marshview Hotel, Bexton. Dear Chaz, I expect you're surprised to hear from me, of all people. Fantastic news! On April 26th, the court released me with immediate effect. Unexpectedly, the evidence against me collapsed when mortuary records were reviewed and revealed the drowned boy had a heart problem. Never mind the detail, but other witnesses have come to light, and an existing one has since been found to be unreliable. Decisions were made in the light of the other evidence, which had always prevented my sentence being carried out. You won't believe it, but because of a legal technicality, I'm a free man. Okay, it's time to be honest. Until now, I've been playing along with your game. I know you are not a 37-year-old woman. Actually, I guessed from your first letter you were just a child. Maybe I needed a friend so badly I tolerated your deception. Now, unfortunately, I haven't got many friends. Only a homicide conviction has that effect. To make a long story short, I came to your town hoping to find you in person. Amazingly, I happened to find your mother, the real Caroline Parsons, and she told me what had happened to you. Fill me in. Is she single? Right now you must be having a hard time. Believe me, I know what it's like. Anyways, I hope this letter gives you something to think about. Why not try and stay out of trouble? I hope you are learning your lessons. Don't ruin your life. Yours truthfully, Lenny Darling. P.S. Do you mind if I ask your mother on a date? A massive chill runs right through me. It's like he's here in the room. I screw the letter into a tiny ball and throw it into the bin. I don't want to touch the pages. Ronnie the Screw grunts and I nearly jump off the bed. I'd forgotten he was here. Something you want to tell me? He asks. I hardly hear him. He's come to find me. Why? Oh my God, I've got a killer on my tail. And he knows I'm just a kid and where I am. This can't be real. And then there's the P.S. Do you mind if I ask your mother on a date? Of course I mind. This is not, I repeat, not what my mother needs right now. She's only just beginning to get better. This has to be a wind-up, hasn't it?